Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio is Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
I see a bottle of German wine in front of me, and we're going to talk about German wine labels. Why are we talking about German wine labels?
Because folks often find them confusing, and not just because they're written in German, but because they tend to have more information, more wordage on them.
Well, there's a lot of useful information on this bottle, and I thought maybe we'd just go through it line by line and talk about what they are.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Well, I see at the top of this bottle, it says Josef Leitz Weingut. A Weingut is what?
A Weingut is a winery.
That's right. Exactly. So Josef Leitz is the producer of this wine.
Josef Leitz is our producer.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
And when it's finished, it will be lights out. Now, this is a 2002 Riesling, which strikes me that it's time to drink this little puppy.
Well, that's why there's a little bit of dust on the bottle that's been sitting in my basement. It actually may have a few years left on it. 2002 was a marvelous vintage.
Below the 2002 vintage, it says Rüdesheimer Magdalenenkreuz. Rüdesheimer refers to what?
That's the town or the location of the vineyards. And the Magdalenenkreuz is the vineyard itself.
So there's actually really specific information in this, which
is
kind of nice.
This is pointing directly to location. And not all German wine labels will have all of this information, but many of the traditional ones, especially the high-end ones, will.
Now, after that, it says Riesling Spätlese. Riesling, obviously, we recognize as the type of grape that's in there.
Riesling is the grape, and Spätlese is the degree of ripeness. As folks may remember, there are varying degrees of ripeness. It's how long they let the grape stay on the vine. We start off with Cabinet, then go to Spätlese. After that, it's Auslese. Then we have Eiswein. We have Baron Auslese and Trockenbaron Auslese. And the last three are definitely more concentrated sweeter wines.
So this would be sort of on the drier side of Rieslings, although in a good year with lots of sugar concentration, this could have some sweetness to it.
This is going to be riper and richer. If you really want it bone dry, you're going to stick to Cabinet. Although, as you pointed out, the vintage is going to tell you how sweet it is. Also, the location, whether it's from Pfalz region or the Mosel-Sorur, all of those have to do with how ripe and the flavor profile.
And at the bottom it says Rüdesheim am Rhein, which I assume is the name of the town once again.
Name of the town, you got it.
And the region is Rheingau.
Rheingau is the last thing you see on the bottom of that label. Now, we were looking at the back of the label, and all we're going to get on there is the importer, which is Terry Thies, who is just one of the premier importers of German and Austrian wines.
And it mentions that it's estate bottled.
And it mentions that it's estate bottled and it has the government warning that all wines have. So this is not going to tell you much about what this wine tastes like.
But the purpose of this isn't to tell you what the wine tastes like. The purpose of this is to tell you where the wine comes from, who made it, and what's in the bottle.
Well, actually, if you know a lot about wine, all of those things are going to give you an indication of what the wine tastes like. But most of us don't know that. So what do you do when you go into the wine shop and you see all of these bottles? This is where a really good wine staff comes in handy.
I think the moral of this particular story is you don't have to look at these bottles and let your eyes glaze over and say, I can never figure it out. Actually, it's pretty simple and basic. It does help if you speak a little German, but there are a lot of nice clues on the bottle as to whether this will be a bottle of wine you will enjoy or not. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.